Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Aronim Ratzi Sheyichyu. Also, Rabbi Yisrael Tzedek Ben Shulamis. We say in Marav and Yom Kippur, Hein Yavil Zadar Mishuga, Ki Luchola on Bishkaga. Luchola, Lav Reisha Sefer, Vlav Sefer Reisha. Doesn't really stim. Hein Yavil Zadar Mishuga, God is going to make Zdainos into Shkagos. Ki Luchola on Bishkaga. Because everybody was shogeg. So the mashmos of the sefer is that we were really shogeg. V'nislach l'chol ades b'nei Yisrael l'agir agor b'sochem ki l'chol olam b'shkoga b'midbar tesvav chavav. And if that's true, then why does Hashem have to be ma'avir zeldon l'mishuga like we say in the Reisha? So the Sfasemis talks about this in his Ma'amarim and Yom Kippur, and we are going to go on the mahalach of the sefer b'or panecha. That it says, Hen Yavil Zadon Meshuga is Meyusa than what it says in Yuma 86b, Reish Lakish, Gedoyla Tshuva, Shizdoinois Nasis Lakish Gogos, Shenemar Shuva Yisrael, and Hashem Lokecha, Kichashalta Vavunecha, Havon Mezidu, Kakare Le Mikshol. It says, Return Yisrael to Hashem your God, because you stumbled in your sin. Avon is Mezid, and it's called Kashalta, which is Shogeg, so it shows you that Tshuva makes its dynais into shkagos, like Reish Lakish says. It makes your mazid into shogeg. But the drasha of Reish Lakish requires understanding, because the pasuk says, Shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta b'avonecha ez mevuar mizeh l'chora. Sheze she'avonot mugdarim kemechshol kodem l'kriya shel Shuvah Yisrael. So it says, come back to God. Yisrael, Shuvi Yisrael, why? Because Kikashalta Bavanechi, before they return, the Averas, the Mezids are already called Shogeg. Kikashalta Bavanechi, the Avon of Mezid is already called the Kishalan of Shogeg. So how can Reish Lakish say you need to do Tshuva? The Pasuk says even without Tshuva. Roifen Shastira, Shebein HaReisha Ba'Sefer Devrei Paitan, such that the Stira between the beginning and the end of Hinzai Yavil Zadon Meshuga Kilcholam Bishkaga, he, Astira, that is exactly the stira between Pshuto Shel Mikra and Reish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish is saying that they have to do tshuva. In Yavil Zadon Meshuga, they have to do tshuva. In order to make these dinos into shkagos. And the Pshuto Shel Mikra is Shuvi Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. It starts off that it's shogeg. Kikashalta b'avanecha, you don't need tshuva. Kiluchalam b'shkaga, it's shogeg to start with. Slightly different in the pasuk. It's kashalta b'avonecha. The pasuk says that the even without tshuva, the maids is already shogegs. Here it's saying kilecholam b'shkaga. They were shogeg to start with. V'chora because of the reisha, we could say in yavir zeldon l'mishuga, make the maids into shogegs kilecholam b'shkaga. The maids are already shogegs, even without tshuva. So that's Pshuto Shel Mikra is Kikashalta B'Avonecha even without Tshuva. The Avlein of Mezid is already called Shogeg. And Reish Lakish says you have to do Tshuva. So we have to understand the Pasuk and we have to understand the Paitan. And why is that? If Shlakish says that Zdainas Nasis Lokishkagos, Retaveira Varbe Mezid. So either erase the Aveira or leave it. what pshat it turns into shogeg. As Narakach, Yesh Lishol, the Ikar Inyan HaTshuva, Tshuva is made up of Charat, Vidur, and Kabbalah. Charat and Kabbalah, Charat Harti Desasri. Charat al Avar, Me'ar Eret, Et HaBitachon HaAtzmi, Shel HaAdam, V'yichoto L'chiyot, Al Pi HaChra'at Sikhlo. כי הרי הבעל תשובה לא קנה עכשיו ידע חדש. כל מה שהוא יודע עד עכשיו הוא כבר ידע מאז. ובכל זאת עשה אז את מה שהוא מתחרט עליו עכשיו. So what happens when a person has charata? He loses his self-confidence. Because in the past he knew it was an aver and he still did it. Now he's regretting it. So how is it possible for him to know that he's not going to do it in the future? If in the past he already... In modern Hebrew, there's an expression, "Farayinu baseret hazeh." We're already at this movie. He was already there. He already knew his aser, and he still did it. So, what's going to change in the future? It says in Shevet Hamusar, Shem Chazal, Barbanel, Shmuel Beis, Yud Gimel Tetzvav, that Roshayim Eleim Charoto. But b'chol zot, afilu apischa shel Gehenna meinam chozrim b'tshuva. B'chol zot, because the Charoto. It gives them yeyush, it makes them despair. Acharata machlishat rucham, ad sheim b'em atokev ha'omus lekabel. V'kach k'chol sheim mitchartim yoter, k'ach hem yoter rechokim min ha'tshuva. The more acharata they have, the more they're far from tshuva, because they say there's no hope. Sins are abeis ha'asurim. How's a person supposed to get out of there? Gam kol inyan avidui tzarich biyu. Ayad enish benafshe v'mechata. So God knows what the person did. What does he have to do? Vidui v'peh. And anyway, ein adam meisim atzmo rasha. כך שמה שאינו יודע, אינו נעשה ידוע על ידי הווידוי, כדם אינו נאמן להעיד על עצמו. So it's not known, isn't going to become known, you're not נאמן. So after the vidui, it's the same as before the vidui. Because inside, you already know what you did. And on the outside, you're not believed. This is not נאמן. Inside, he knows what he did. So then what he has to say? What does he have to say it for? After Vidur is like before Vidur, is in the same situation. So the Magen Avraham and Siman Tov Reish Zayin, Tzivkot and Gimel says, that knowing b'shas Vidur l'hakas al alev. Magen Avraham writes, Klomar ata garamta li lachtoi. You caused me to sin. V'lashen chachameinu odom kol ha'beitzol atzmoi. V'vuar she'be'emet ha'odom ve'atzmoi t'shnei dvarim. The Miskarov, they're related. You and Atzmo are related. And you're not allowed to be made on yourself. Because it's like you're not allowed to be made on a Karov. So it would appear that when a person does tshuva, Magdir mechadash et zeuto. Ad shu ra'et yitzarav kedavar shechutz mimeno. Ad kedei shu mafkia et ha'adam karov etzel Atzmo. Choki hai, Shapir Adam Yisim Atzmo Rasha. So you're redefining, when you do tshuva, you're redefining your identity. And you see your Yitzarim as something outside of you, it wasn't you. So you're mafkia the Adam Karov Eitzel Atzma. And we do say Adam Yisim Atzmo Rasha. You're a new man. So you can't say you're Karvei Talatsum anymore, and you're a new guy. And therefore, in such a case, we can say Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha, because you're not the same person that you were before. It's a different person being made. And therefore, in a vidui, a person can make Atzmo Rasha. Ki the Adam whose misvada is nasa adam mitzalmenu kedmusenu, shoseh b'tivo atov. He's doing naturally the right thing. Ayin Ramban, gracious based test, varam lamdvav. במהלך התשובה אנחנו מתחברים לרצוננו לעשות רצונך ומתברר שהחטאים יסודם בשור שבישם מעכב. ראינו דכתיב שובה ישראל עד השם אלוקיך כי חשרת בעווניך, שהנביא אומר בשם הקדוש ברוך הוא שהאמת לאמיתה היא שגם הזדונות עוונך הם שגגות קשרת כלפי האדם שבאדם. So you're really the Teva, you're good. When you do tshuva, you're going back to that Teva. So the Navi says in the name of God that even the Zdainais are Shkagas, Klape Adam Sheba Adam. When you sin, vis-a-vis the real you, it wasn't a sin. And therefore, tshuva, why don't you go back to who you really are? And the way to do that is to actually do tshuva, and then Zdonis Nasis Loka Shkagas. Because then you become the true Adam. Then you become the Nasa Adam Betzalmenu Kidmusenu. You're no longer Karav Eitzel Atzmai. Klapei Adam Zeh Hazdonot Hem Bemet Shkagot. Once you redefine yourself, and it turns out that your mazes were really shogegs. Because you didn't really want to do it. The Adam Sheba Adam doesn't want to do it. And now you're that Adam Sheba Adam. You're the real man. You didn't really want to do that Avera. So you just have to do that Tshuva and redefine yourself. Gedola Tshuva Shemagaz at Kisei HaKavod. Tshuva is going back to the source. Ha'idei Tshuva Hein Yavil Zadon Mishuga Kicholam Bishkaga. Ha'idei Tshuva Hein Kushtakai Shemetberer Shemet Lecholam Bishkaga. When you do Tshuva, and Yavir Zeldon L'Meshuvah, God's going to make the Mazid into Shogeg. Ki L'chol Am B'Shkaga. Because Taka, even when you did it, it was really Shogeg. Because Klapei Adam Sheba Adam, your true Pnimius, it was Shogeg. There was just all this Shtuyot that made you do the Avera. But your Pnimius, it was Shogeg. You didn't really mean it. No Jew really means the sin. Neshama doesn't want it. The Yetzahar is involved, but not the true Adam Sheba Adam. Zlachein Hein Yavir Zeldon L'Meshuga. The maze is going to, when you do tshuva, the maze is going to turn into shogeg. Ki l'chol am b'shkaga, because it was really shogeg to start with. Midarkei ha'tshuva, kotev ha'Rambam, liyot ha'shav v'chulei, u'mitrachek harbe min ha'davar shechata bo, u'mishane shmo, k'lomar sh'ani acher, ve'eini oto ish sh'aseh oto ma'otan ha'masim. I'm not the same person who did those ma'asim. לפי דברינו, אין זה שמעתה יהיה איש אחר שעדיין לא היה. No. You're going to be the person you really were to start with. That's why you bang your heart when you do vidu. You say, אתה גרמת לי, it's your heart's problem. You had all these yetzer. So the charot is not machlish the koach haratze. The charot is machazek the koach haratze. You're connecting to your true ratze, not the ratze of the yetzer har. And therefore, you can be mati yourself in the base ha'asurim, because the Matir is in Chavush. Now he's a different guy. I'm not the guy who did those ma'asim. I'm the one who I really am. One can argue that Pshat in the Rambam is that he's becoming somebody different. But one can also argue Pshat in the Rambam is that he's mischaber to his true ratzon. Like we have the Rambam in Huchatz Gerushin, very famous, who says that when you hit the guy to divorce his wife, he really wants to. He's got the Yetzer Hara, so you're helping him along. סליחת יום הכיפורים הרי קשורה לסדר התפילה של י' גמול מידות הרחמים. כלומר שכתוב הקדוש ברוך הוא לומר למשה, כל זמן שבניך חוטאים, יעשו לפניי כסדר הזה, ואני מוחה להם. So it says they do the seder, and it's not enough to say it, you have to do it, you have to live the midas, not just do them. And then we find out our true self, Mahu Afata, that we're really godly people. ימצאהו בארץ מדבר ובתו ילל ישימון, יסובבנו יבונניהו יצרנו כישוננו רשי. ימצאהו בארץ מדבר, אותם מצא נאמנים לו בארץ מדבר, שקיבלו עליהם תורתו ומלכותו ועולה. יסובבנו, שם סבבם בהיקפם בעננים, וסבבם בדגלים לארבע רוחות, וסבבם בתחתית ההר שכפאו עליהם כגיגית. עד כאן מדברי רשי, דרמקבל לתור ולמלכוס, He was makif them ba'anonim, the golem, har baruchos, and then he surrounded them with the har, shekof aleim kegigis. But it says there, Rashi, oysam motza ne'amonim loy be'eretz midbar. They were ne'amonim, hare she'isod ha'kfiya, v'ma she'matza otam ne'amonim lo. הקביעה באה מנת לשמר ולקיים את הרצון הפנימי של רצוננו לעשות רצונך. What's the kfiya there? To bring out the real us? ועל פי המבואר ותנחום בפרשת נוח, that the kfiya is הרכגיבס ושפטר שבעל פה. יום כיפר, ניתן בוחת שניאס, is the חידוש of עניין תורה שבעל פה, like we see in ירושלמי, in שקלם, פרק וב. Explained by the Beis HaLev in his Droshes and Simen Yudches, other places. As mitgaleh ritzon, ritzon ha-pnimi zeh b'foam. Rayan Torah sheba al-peh hu gilui ha-ani b'toch ha-ata. Asher chokhmato v'ritzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitgaleh b'seichel ha-enoshi. Because the gilui of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim comes together with the Luch HaShnis. And the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim המסגלה את היד כמו מידס שהתורה נדרשת בהם. That's the Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel. So we live the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. And we also learn them. That's the Torah Shebaal Peh. Comes together, the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, or Yud Gimel Midas, comes together with the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. And that's obviously what brings the Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah Shebaal Peh. We learn properly. Vayavor al Hashem vayikra. Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra. Mi hu hakore? Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel, Moshe. Bishar meforshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hakore. So it's, we have both. So that's the uniting of the Ani and the Ata. Like Torah Shebaal Peh, where the Ani v'Atah come together, God's Torah, and our understanding of God's Torah. Rav Chesed v'Emet, Emet im Midot HaRachamim, ki mitzad Emet Adam eino chote. Mitzad Emes, you're not really sinning, ki lo cholam b'shkaga. Avodat HaTshuva, ki letchaber l'nekudat HaEmet shebetuchenu l'zdahot imah. ויום הקדוש הזה של החתימה, הרי מאיר בו מבחינת חותמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא אמת. ועל כן יום קדוש זה יש בו נתינת כוח במיוחד לזכות לרגע של אמת, בו מתברר לנו כי לכל העם בשגגה. That's what Yom Kippur is about. Showing us that לכל העם בשגגה wasn't really us. ורצוננו לעשות רצונך, ואנו מקבלים על עצמנו להתגבר בגבורה על הסור שבישא, לעשות רצונו ולעבדו ולבב שלם. Dvarim hayu neflaim b'yoser. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.